Hoshea Perek Vav, another short parak in a short sefer of Trei Asar, continuing from the previous parak of the Musar to Klal Yisrael. We said in the last pasuk of the previous parak that hopefully we're going to do full tshuva to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And now we're going to see a little bit of the spirit of that tshuva, but beginning with the idea of punishment. L'chuvan ashuvo el Hashem. Come, let us return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And some of the greatest words about tshuva in Nach are actually going to be in this sefer, Shuva Yisrael, we're going to see near the end. So there, Klal Yisrael is going to say, come, let's return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ki hu taraf, ve'yir pa'enu, because he has torn us apart, and he is going to heal us. So Dr. Hirsch says that the punishment, the wounds inflicted upon us are part of the cure, that we need the Musar in order to reach the point where we are healed. Sometimes you got to tear down to build up. Yach v'yach b'shenu. He smites us, he hits us, and then he bandages us, he binds us up. So this is present tense. Yach taraf is past tense. He already tore us up, but now he's going to bandage us. Now he's going to wrap us up together. So it's not like in Ephraim's case, all of our allies, so-called, are going to heal us in any way. Trusting in them is useless. And in fact, says the Alshich, the pain and the tearing up and the wounds all come from these so-called allies of ours. Don't trust any of them. Al tiptechu b'nedivin. Be'ezi chayenu miyomoyin. He'll revive us from the 2 days, from the two, Rashi says, batei mikdash that have been destroyed. So very appropriate for the period right after Tisha B'Av, the idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring us back to life. He's going to revive us from the destruction of the batei mikdash that happened. It's an expression of healing also. And by Yom HaShlishi Yikimenu V'Nichya Lefanav, on the third day, when the third Beis HaMikdash comes, says Rashi, he is going to set us up. He'll erect us. He'll have us stand tall. He'll raise us up, and then we will live before his presence. We became his in misfortune, says Dr. Hirsch. And up until the third Beis HaMikdash, we continue to belong to HaKadosh Baruch Hu only in misfortune. We have never yet permanently stood the test of belonging to him in good fortune, in the sunshine of his grace. In the sunshine of your love, you don't recognize that. I am old. Many of you are not. Gimel v'nei da'ah, nir defa. And he'll let us know, v'nei da'ah, let us strive l'da'ah, says Hashem, to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's really work at it. What you get out of it depends on what you put into it. Let's all, Radak says, unanimously get together and decide that we're going to commit ourselves to knowing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kishachar nachon motza'o. Like the, who's going for the dawn, which goes forth for certain. The dawn always comes, the sun always comes up. That's one of the things in nature that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has promised us we can count on. The dawn rises in a fixed place all of the time. We know which direction to look to find the sun coming up. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah. He gave us the ways. He gave us the MapQuest. He gave us the Google Maps so that we know the direction. What do we need to do? A lot of years and decades and millennia of suffering to refine us, to work away the extra so that we have the core silver and gold left. So we know where to find him. The Yavo Chageshem Lanu. And he'll come to us like the rain of blessing. Kemalkosh, like the late rains. Yoreh Aretz, which satisfies the earth. Yoreh Malkosh. You're talking about the rain reviving the seeds, making dead seeds grow again. And the earth is satisfied and satiated by the Malkosh that comes down. So there's an earlier rain and a later rain. We know that from Masechta Tainus, where we daven for the rains. The idea that different rains bring different forms of bracha. Dr. Hirsch calls it, whoever translated Dr. Hirsch from German, the fructifying rain. Dalad Moasa Lucha Ephraim. What should I do for you, Ephraim? Now this is now the Midas Adin talking. Moasa Lucha Yehuda. What shall I do for you, Yehuda? The Chas Dechem Kanan Boker. Your loving kindness is like a morning cloud. The Chatal Mashkim Holech. Like the dew that passes away early. If Klal Yisrael did what was pleasing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but then reverts to do evil, like Yehu. Yehu assassinates Ahav, if you remember way back when. He's doing his mission. He's performing what he's supposed to perform. But then he reverts to doing evil. Yoshiyahu, we do what's pleasing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but then in the days of his son and grandson, we fall off. So all the goodness and righteousness that people have performed is for nothing. If you just undo it yourself, it passes quickly. It has no lasting effect. That's like the dew that passes away early. Hey, al kein chotzavti banaviim. Therefore, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I have struck my blows through the prophets. Hewed, chopped down a tree. Haraktim be'imrei fi. I've put them to death because of the words of my mouth. So, that is because of the words of my mouth. Not that the words of my mouth put them to death, but because of what they didn't perform, because of what they didn't do. The words of the Nevi'im are there to get you to do tshuva. And then, my Nevi'im like Zechariah and Uriah are murdered for transmitting my message. So, therefore, Umishpatecha or Yetze. Now are your verdicts going to come out to the light? Your judgment? How can your judgment possibly be in your favor after what you did? Ibn Ezra says this is talking about the false Nevi'im. I've chopped out the false Nevi'im and brought them to light. Terrible deeds. Terrible words. What do you expect now? So I killed them because of the false words of Nebuah, Haraktim be'imrei fi, that they uttered. Which is a very interesting pshat.